We all have rules or laws or commandments that we need to follow. I'll give you an example. When I was a soccer coach, I had some rules for my team. One was always to let me know if they were going to miss a practice or a game, because then I would have to change up our lineup. The other thing is to let me know if they were going to miss a practice or a game or be late. So we all have rules. Now, when you think about it, in school, all of us had rules in our classrooms that we needed to follow. Sometimes the teacher would have the class come up with the rules, like we've done in youth group and in Sunday school classes. Sometimes the teachers would simply impose rules on us. But I remember when I was in fifth grade, we had a teacher who wore glasses and would take them off and put them on her desk. When she did this, she could only see about 3 feet in front of her. So even though we had many rules, there were many rules that were broken. Now, one of the rules that she did not make us follow was that we couldn't pass notes. So we did a lot of note passing. And I remember one of the notes, like the bulletin cover, was people would pass notes that said, "Do you like me? Check one. Yes. No." And I still remember the girl who sat to my right was probably the most popular girl in school. Very well dressed, very smart, just followed all the rules, and was very, very cute. And I remember at one point she whispered my name, and she had a note, and she passed this note to me. And I opened it up, and it was like your bulletin. It says, "Do you like me? Check one, yes or no." Now that I'm older, I always take time to pray about decisions. But that day, man, I checked the yes, and I put about 7 exclamation points after it. So I folded it back up and I gave it to her, but to my dismay, she didn't open it. She passed it to the guy next to her, and then to the girl next to her, and then finally to the girl who was probably lacked most social graces. She opened it up and beamed across the room at me. Now, this girl, I still remember on her birthday, she brought a birthday treat, which our teachers allowed us to do, and they were powdered donuts. And I still remember as she passed them out, between each donut, she would lick her fingers before she would get the next one. So needless to say, nothing flourished between us. Now, Pastor Chris has been doing a great job going through the first book of the Bible. And one of the things, and the props are still up there, where he talked about in the Garden of Eden, where the serpent tempted Eve. And also in our readings today, the reason I picked both Genesis and Revelation is because when you think about it, this book, our Bible, starts and ends with rules that we need to follow. Freedom is following God's rules so that we may flourish. Now, children sometimes have difficulty following rules, but when you think about it, really all of us do. And I think of my generation, the generation that I come from, the Woodstock generation. We broke many, many rules. But freedom is following God's rules so that we may flourish. Think about Adam and Eve. What could have been if they did not break the rules that God gave them? We'd still all be living in a perfect world in a beautiful garden. Freedom is following God's rules so that we may flourish. Now think about our world. I know in the pastor's Sunday school class that I'm teaching, we are going through a study right now by Tim Keller. And he works with a group of non-believers, eight adults, and he poses questions to them. As a matter of fact, the question that he posed today was, why does evil exist, and why do bad things happen to good people? So one thing that we have noticed in this class is that the non-believers, rather than basing their answers on something like the Bible or any reliable source, is that they base their answers on how they feel or how they think. And as we know, freedom is following God's rules so that we may flourish. So today we honor mothers, and in a few weeks we'll be honoring fathers. And when you think about it, all of our parents, I know one thing, working with some of the international students from India, the one thing I questioned was many of them still follow the tradition where their parents pick their mate for them to marry. And the one thing, you know, as I kind of questioned this, the one thing that they told me is, you know, Pastor, when you think about it, why would my mother or father choose somebody that would not make a good match for me? And that's true. So freedom is following God's rules so that we may flourish. Today also we are going to celebrate a baptism. Pierce will be baptized in a couple of minutes. And when you think about it, baptism is... We're gonna make some rules here. And one of the rules is that the congregation is going to promise to nurture this child and raise up Pierce in a godly place. And likewise, his parents are going to make some commitments to follow some rules to do the same. So in closing, the Bible is really the note to us from God that says, do you love me? Choose one, yes or no.